hard as clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't.
I was a cutter in a factory in New York when there were factories. All the factories, the garment industry left New York back in the 80s and early 90s. So there's not too much left. And then I drove a cab in New York. So I joined the union. Of course, at one point, labor was 34% of the population.
Yes.
Back in the day. Now we're down to 7%. 87 million Americans did not vote.
Yes.
What does that tell you? Apathy and complacency. Pacifica is the only station that really gives out the true voice of this country.
Support comes from CAP UCLA, presenting Seth Parker Woods, Julia Bullock, and Connor Hanick on January 15th at the Nimoy. The powerhouse musicians unite for an evening that showcases Titan composers of lyricism and storytelling from the 20th and 21st centuries. Together, the musicians perform the works of George Walker, Nina Simone, and more. More information and tickets available at cap.ucla.edu and kpfk.org.
The Pacifica mission statement is to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes,
to encourage and supply outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community,
to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and color,
to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups,
to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms,
to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together,
and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters
vitally affecting the community.
The Pacifica Mission Statement.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger from The Doors, and you are listening to Fiercely Independent KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and for the world at www.kpfk.org. Support free speech and freeform radio. Peace.
Hey, this is Brad Friedman.
And Desi Doyen.
Of the Bradcast, heard right here on our flagship station, KPFK.
When people make a pledge to KPFK, a lot of them feel that they're doing it to pay for all of the listening they've done in the past.
Others do so to pay for their future listening.
And some do it as a pure expression of altruism.
A genuine, random act of kindness to ensure that others are able to listen as well.
Folks who aren't able to give right now.
Well, your support provides this service to everyone.
Do a good deed today and experience community radio karma.
Call 818-985-5735.
That's 818-985-KPFK.
Or you can just go to kpfk.org and pledge securely online. Namaste.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Support for the Aware Show comes in part from transformational coach and private training, Meet Your Higher Self. Step into alignment, discover your purpose, and transform your life. Further information is available at arialorenz.com. That's ARIYALORENZ.com. Thank you so much. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and I don't know about you, but listening to my higher self was something that I started to do. I became so obsessed with the fact that all of my answers were from that higher self place that I changed the signature line on my email to say, from my highest self. Because I knew that anytime I come from anything other than my highest self, I'm in that lower vibration, lower frequency. It's not going to turn out well. So I just kind of made that commitment to myself. Everything I'm going to do is going to come from my higher self. And it's interesting because I was criticized for it. I was criticized by one person particularly saying, why do you do that? I'd rather get into the truth. And I'm like, wow, it was such an interesting conversation because my higher self is my truth. And it sometimes isn't a popular opinion, but it is my opinion. So we get to talk about that, about meeting your higher self. And I'm very excited about that because Aria Lorenz is an award-winning healer and a mentor, and she is the founder of Higher Self Mastery. It's a transformational course and membership for individuals who are really seeking to do the same thing, to break through to their highest self for fulfillment and for truth and everything. And it's become her mission as well to connect people to their higher self. So welcome, Aria. Thank you so much for joining me.
Mahalo. Thank you so much, Lisa. So grateful to be here.
You come to us from the beautiful island of Hawaii. Where on the island are you?
I'm on the Big Island.
Wonderful.
Overlooking the ocean, just such beauty and grateful.
Well, that's an easy place to come to connect with your higher self. Tell me a little bit about that. How did you come upon this work of working with your higher self only?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love this question because, you know, it kind of ties into me being in Hawaii because I used to live in Germany. I'm born in Germany and I meditated in the morning, you know, talking with my guides and going inward and being still. And all of a sudden I received this message, you need to come to Hawaii, you need to come to Hawaii. And I see dolphins and I see the ocean and I saw a particular bay with dolphins popped up and I felt very connected all my life to the dolphins. And so I started to talk with them and I said, well, could I come to the Mediterranean? I'm in Germany, way too out there.
Closer. But
eventually they said, no, you need to come to Hawaii. And I communicated with my higher self. I had learned that when my mom died and I had a really intense experience with that and actually kind of negated all the beautiful things and the connectedness and was in this dark place. And I started communicating with my higher self, and my higher self started to tell me what I needed to do. And so this is how this meditation came about, where I saw the dolphins and I saw I needed to go to Hawaii, and I followed that. And 2 years later, I landed in Hawaii. This is a miracle story in itself, because I didn't have the money, and all that came all from the universe. I even flew my horse over.
Wow. Wow. Goodness. What age were you when all of this happened?
When my mother passed, I was 23.
That is young. Mm-hmm.
And it was just really, I had gone through a lot of deaths already. My boyfriend died. My dearest friends died. So I had this initiation of death in my early years. My father died when I was 2. So I had a lot of deaths. And when my mom died, it was sort of a pivoting point where I thought, am I going to stay or am I going to go also?
Mm. And explain that feeling, though, because that's a lot to process at a young age. And in you wanting to go too, you were probably thinking it's probably better on the other side than to live with this pain.
Mm. 100%. And I had these glimpses into the other side because I also grew up that way. I grew up with clairvoyance. I grew up with knowing about angels. And every time I was sort of here on the planet, it felt like, oh my gosh, this is so harsh. This is so difficult, you know. And when then the loved ones died, which was really my connection to that beautiful place, especially when my mom died, who was the connection to the beautiful place, I wanted to go too, you know?
That makes perfect sense, yes. And be with her and be with your family. What kept you here?
Well, then because of my mom's cancer journey, I had discovered that I can actually heal. And I was just in the very beginning of that. I had discovered that I can feel energy and I can feel the energy streams. I can use my hand, my consciousness, and my connection to the higher self to actually understand what needs to happen and how I can heal. And this was at the end of her cancer journey. So it was almost clear that I couldn't help her survive, but I could just relieve her pain. But once she left, something opened up. I was in the room with her and the room lit up with light. And I really understood that I am here to bridge heaven on earth. Mm. I'm here to leave with her. I'm here to bring this that I'm longing so much for to this earth. And I want to help other people heal. I want to help people to have fun here on the planet. And this started my journey as a healer.
Ah, my goodness. What a strong decision to make that you could still have access to that plane, but you could bring it here without actually having to go there. What does that look like? What does heaven on earth look like?
Well, I know you know what it looks like.
Yeah.
And so we're here together to express it, to share that with the audience. Whoever, if you're listening to us right now, you know, feel into this with us as we're talking about this. There is something that is of such great love, of such great beauty and unity, which means nobody's against each other. Everybody's for each other, that we can all access. We have it inside of us and we have a deep longing for that.
Mm.
And that deep longing comes from our heritage, comes from the fact that we are never separated. But we come here to this planet when we are born and we get a brain, and the brain is like a computer. And that computer is used to navigate the planet, to navigate Earth and the life here. But it's just a navigation system. It's not your guidance system. And most people use it as their guidance system. It says, if I'm asking my GPS, who's my next boyfriend or where should I move? GPS will just say, oh, it's 13 miles away. Just walk this way.
Right.
That's no idea. So bridging heaven on earth means helping people to access their higher knowing, which I call the higher self. That is the actual operating system. That's the guidance system that we need to use here in order to be our best self and use our computer, the navigating system, in our favor when we need it. But we have so many more other options that we can use. And that's where true fulfillment lies.
Okay. So that would mean that we need to be aware of our energy. We need to be aware of who we are. And you talk about something called energy hygiene, which I find fascinating. And it's about mastering our own energy. What does that mean? To contain it, to not let it leak, to not give it away? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's really the starting point to that other layer, to that other layer of us, to our higher self. Because if we are only here in a physical body and using our navigation system, the brain, in the physical world, then we're not making use of the energy around us and the energy that makes us up. We're not making use of it, but it does make use of us.
Right.
It probably actually works against us. And so I have learned that if I wanted to help people through healing, and then I realized if I'm helping them through healing, then they come back and they want more healing. I'm basically creating a victim consciousness.
Yes.
And I said, okay, I need to help them get to the higher self. And I learned, oh, getting to the higher self, you need to first master your energy. You need to learn that you're made out of energy and how to navigate that energy so you can raise your energy. And once you've raised your energy, you have the fertile ground to communicate with your higher self.
Ah, but first you have to be aware of it and not... I think sometimes we feel that our energy is a limited supply and that we run out of it around 4 o'clock and that we need coffee or something in order to get that energy back.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about that we can have access to that energy all the time and accelerate it and decelerate it when we want to. And that's mastering your energy. That's not controlling it, but mastering it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is where, you know, the fun starts, because once you have enough energy, you actually can do what you want to do, right? Instead of you just have to sort of look, okay, how much energy do I have? What can I do? Yeah, it's like a limited amount of money in the bank. And when you have
it
that-
It just keeps regenerating.
It keeps regenerating. We can access it. And it's simple. There are simple tools of how to access more energy and also how to protect ourselves from energy robbers or negative energies. Just like when we put on a coat, you know, because it's cold outside, we're protecting our warmth. So you can put on a protection shield in order to protect your energy, and you end up with more energy than you need at the end of your day.
Let's talk about how to do that. I mean, how do we avoid, what is an energy vampire? What is someone who sucks the energy?
Well, it's somebody who doesn't know how to actually gain energy from the right sources, which is really the universe and the earth. We have two sources to gain energy from. And the earthly energy is everything for the physical life, for physical body, for practicality. And the energy from above is everything for our vision, for our guidance, and for what we need to bring to the world. And if we combine them, then we have enough energy to literally manifest the life of our dreams. Yeah. And when you're with an energy robber, like what you said, you know, nobody does this on purpose. It's a subconscious thing. Then you're with somebody who's lacking energy so much that they're drawing it automatically via a vacuum into their system. And they're just absorbing everything around them. And we may sometimes be even that person, because if we're not filled up enough, then we're drawing it in from anywhere we are.
Right.
And that can be bad energy too. It doesn't need to be good energy, but it can also be depleting other people.
Right. You have worked with people all over the world. And I love that, through Mind Valley, right?
Mm-hmm. Through Mind Valley and through word of mouth. Uh-huh.
Everything that you've done. How did you get connected? Tell me a little bit about that story of how you got connected in with Mind Valley, because I'm pretty sure there's an interesting manifestation story there.
How did you know? That's amazing. By the way, she didn't ask me anything before this interview.
No, I'm just thinking there's a story there.
Yeah. So I had a master client. I do master sessions. It's called my Higher Self Mastery Pro. And that's a one-on-one training. And it's a very high-end training where I work with people every day over 10 weeks. And
wow.
So one
that's
of my
intense.
It's very intense. It's a full-on transformation. People come where they are, they tell me where they want to go, and then we take them beyond where they want to go. I take them where they cannot go by themselves.
Is this in person or is this a virtual thing?
This is a virtual over Zoom, but I do energy sessions for them in their night every night. So they're getting clearance of their own patterns, their blockages, and an enhancement of their energy every night. And then we have a once a week intense call where we literally travel up to their higher selves and I go with them. I see what they see. I hear what they hear. I help translate messages and we'll download the exact steps for their complete next level. And then they go with that and I help them with the energy to do it. You know, one part is the knowing and the other part is having the energy and being unblocked to actually be able to do it. And this comes as a package.
Ah, so you really are kind of a guide to your higher self.
Yeah, and I love to be a guide to other people's higher selves too to help them navigate that. And so this was one of my master students and he had done mastery with me. And he said, you know, your work needs to come out into the world. I want to help you do that. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want? He says, I would love to be featured on Mind Valley because I love Mind Valley. I did Bert Goldman's Quantum Jumping. That was my first course on Mind
Valley. Yes, yes.
And so I love Mind Valley and I just wanted to be there so my message could be spread. And there was no way to get to Vision. There was no way to actually get anybody on the line or emails responding. And so he said, I'm going to fly there. They're in Malaysia. Give me a folder. Give me what you have. And I'm going to deliver it to the main office.
Ah.
And so he literally jumped into a plane and he flew to Malaysia and we bought all kinds of stuff from Hawaii, goodies for the whole company. Everybody had chocolates and fun stuff and he packaged it up in silk and had it on a tray, on a golden tray, and he delivered it to Vision's desk. And
oh, what a great idea.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I mean, that's what it came with the energy though, right?
Yeah. It came with the energy and it came with, you know, what my mission is really to help people to love life so much that they actually go to their deathbed when they're done with this life. And they say, I have done more than I could ever imagine. And I fulfilled my purpose 100% because that's what I was lacking, right? That's why I wanted to leave. And I didn't only want to do healing anymore because healing comes with when people actually found their purpose, they heal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because the body's trying to nudge them into the right direction by having a disease until they actualize their potential. Then, you know, everything opens up. And so I love doing that. And people feel that and they just, you know, want to help do that also. So it's not my work. It's just the work that comes through me. You know, I don't take ownership of that because I don't care how many people take what comes out of my mouth and spread it. I want it to be spread as much as possible. And that's sort of what he knew and what he felt too. He has that mission as well.
And I can understand that because it's easy to live without being aware of your energy when you're in the middle of chaos or if there's a busy environment you're in or if there's people and influences around you that bring you down. Like, what does it look like not to have your higher self engaged? What does it look like not to be aware of your own energy resources?
There's a constant either anxiety or depression running the system. It's just underlying either anxiety, oh my gosh, am I going to make it? Or what if I can't? And what do I have to do? Or it's depression. I can't get myself to do this, you know, or I don't like it, or I want to be here. There's this undercurrent. Yeah. And this undercurrent is like a weight that pulls you down and you're trying to swim up. If you're like in the ocean and you're trying to swim up and keep getting air, you have that weight. And so people are struggling in that situation. I know it myself because I've been struggling and you grasp for air and then you're down again. You grasp for air, you're down again. You're not able to fulfill your purpose that way. You can't even connect with your loved ones. You know, you want to connect with your loved ones, but you don't have the energy to do that. And that saddens more and that weight gets stronger and stronger.
And things are usually not going well in your life at that point also, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's where the money lacks. That's where health goes bad. You know, that's where your manifestation is just not happening. You always manifest what you don't want because you're literally in struggle. And when you're in struggle, you attract more struggle.
Mm-hmm. So then you just talked about manifesting. How does being aware of our energy and mastering our energy allow us to manifest what we really, really want? How do we use that magic, that tool, how do we channel that?
Yeah. So like we said, first you master your energy. Once your energy is mastered, you have an abundance of energy. All of a sudden, you're healthier. You have time for your loved ones. You have time for your hobbies. You're better at your work. You feel more fulfilled. Now you want to do something with that energy, right? And so this is where manifestation comes in. This is where, okay, what do I want now? Do I want material things like a bigger house, a beautiful car, you know, a vacation? And or do I want, you know, a fulfillment in my profession? Do I want a soulmate relationship? Do I want to spread the message about my work? So those are things that come up when you have enough energy, because now you really want to give. You want to give back. And in order to give back, you really need to receive an abundance of resources and supplies that sustain you and give you an overflow so you can share with the world. Yeah.
What about something specific like wanting money?
Yeah. So let's go specific. I love that. So let's go specific. You want to, let's say, attract $20,000 a month. Yeah. You're like, okay, I want to live super well.
Specific. Yes.
Yeah. I want $20,000 a month. Okay. You got the energy. You need enough energy, because if you have enough energy, your vibration goes up. And when the vibration is up, there is a work by David Hawkins who measured the frequencies. It's called power versus force. When the frequency goes up, you are now at a vibrational level where you can attract good into your life compared to bad. If your vibration is below a certain point, you can't attract anything positive. So energy has to go up first. We got that. Now we want to, let's say, attract $20,000. We need to employ four keys. Number one, everybody knows that, is we need to think about what we want, okay? Don't think I don't have enough money. Think I am having more and more enough money. Yeah, I'm having more and more money in my life. Then feel like you have that much money. Oh, I'm feeling like you can imagine this. Humans have this already instilled that we can imagine it. And this is our greatest superpower. Because if we imagine we have it, we think it and feel it, we're creating an energy vibration. It's like a melody that is the same melody that those $20,000 play. And when we're singing this.
So it's a vibrational match. So you're thinking and feeling $20,000 a month, and your vibration raises to that level.
Yes, it's like a radio signal. You know, you want to hear classical music, you have to turn it to the channel where the classical music plays. You cannot leave it at hard rock. Because you can wish to that radio forever, please bring me classical. You have to dial a frequency to the classical music. Yeah.
Very clear. Very clear.
And you've done that. But then here's the missing piece. Many people know it until here. They know how to wish. They know they need to imagine as if they have it already. So they feel it and think it. And they also know that they need to maybe take some action in that direction. This is going to be the third step. Take some action as if you already have it. So if you had $20,000 a month, would you maybe take a nap every day instead of keep working through that lunchtime? Do that, you know, something like that. Small steps that indicate the universe that you mean it. But the fourth piece is what I find is missing so many times. And so I've started to create an actual course that trains people in mastering energy, mastering manifestation, and eventually go into the higher self because of these missing pieces. And in manifestation, the missing link is what I call the soul magnet. And it has the word magnet in it. Yeah. It is, okay, how do you land it in your lap? Because everything we've done so far is like ordering a package on Amazon. Thinking, feeling, and imagining has to do with becoming a vibrational match, like you said, to the very thing, having the right radio signal. But you can compare that to ordering a package on Amazon. You've ordered the package. You thought about it. You felt why you wanted it. You took action and ordered it. Now you're waiting for the package to come. What if you now move to Fiji and the package gets delivered to New York? Let's say you're in New York. Are you going to get it?
No.
You're not. What if you move every day somewhere else? Are you going to get it?
No.
And most people do that. What do I mean by that? Moving in this case means I change my frequency from thinking that I have it to thinking I don't have it. So now I'm not there anymore. I'm not vibrationally at the place where I get my 20,000. I'm at a place where I'm lacking, where I'm maybe minus 20,000.
By feeling the debt or having judgment of others that do have money or feeling doubt that you can't make it or the how enters in, all of these things take you out of the address of where you got the package ordered to.
Exactly.
You've got a great way of explaining things. Okay, keep going.
And thank you for clarifying that. I love that. And so basically, when you create a soul magnet, you are counterbalancing the problem that every human being has, that we're not 100% all the time home. We're not always thinking we have it. There'll be a bill and all of a sudden you're like, oh, darn, how do I do this? You're gone. You're in Fiji or you're in Honduras, you know? And so if at that moment you get the delivery, you lost it. And it also delays the delivery because they may try it a few times. And every time you're gone, you know, you're not home.
Right.
It really helps to create a soul magnet. And what that is, it is a metaphysical tool. And I like to work with metaphysical tools so that we can bypass our own human shortcomings because we're not always perfect, right? So we can bypass that problem that we're not thinking about it by creating such a strong magnet in our energy field that attracts it to us anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've just learned over the years to really find these, you could call it hacks, to make sure that despite our humanness, we can still make the best use of the energy. And the soul magnet is one, the protection shield for energy is another. And traveling up to the higher self, which you haven't talked yet, is again a third one. So there are just some tools that help us navigate this.
Since we are in our fun drive here at KPFK, we have a very special gift for you. Our wonderful guest, Aria Lorenz, is really an incredible manifestation coach. And what that means is someone to help guide you through what you want to create in your life and maybe eliminate blocks that you don't know you have and help you really fine-tune where you're going. But more importantly, what Aria does as a manifestation coach is she helps you find the real purpose in why you want to manifest what you're looking to create. And that is really a valuable thing, is just to be a guide for you and for me and for anyone who really wants to create the next step in their life. She has offered as a gift for our fun drive a module of her course, which is the first module, which is really, really great. It's the Higher Self Mastery course. And this module will help you master your energy and teach you how to direct and recharge and protect your energy. And you'll learn how to never run out of energy again, because it's something that we need in order to create. And then really explore the power of what it means to create from a full place of energy again, how it affects our overall well-being. And you can get access to this by giving us a call, 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. And since we are in our fun drive, we are in need of your support now and always, but now more than ever, because what you're doing when you're supporting KPFK is you're supporting your local community. You're supporting public radio. You're supporting independent voices that cannot be squashed by defunding. You're supporting your community to continue with independent free radio. And so for this reason, we ask for your donation. If you can give us a call right now, please call us 818-985-KPFK, or you can go to kpfk.org. You can tell them you would like the Higher Self Mastery course, and that is a module from the curriculum that Aria Lorenz has put together for us, and it's a $75 pledge. It is a self-paced course that can help you learn the tools that you're going to practice over and over again, and you can listen to this over and over again. So please, if you can, donate $75 to KPFK and ask for access to the Higher Self Mastery course with Aria Lorenz, because it's just such a beautiful thing to learn how to truly harness your energy, how to truly manifest your creations and your desires. So give us a call, 818-985-5735.
5735.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's break those three down, because the concept you really clearly explained about launching that desire, what you want, really getting clear about it, and then moving off of that frequency and expecting it to get delivered. It got delivered to the wrong address, basically. So what is a tool that can help you stay there?
Yeah, I love to work with a symbol there. And, you know, where your attention goes, your energy flows. That's a law. It's just like the law of gravity. If I have this beautiful flower here and I let it go, it'll fall. Everybody knows it. It happens for everyone. It doesn't make differences of who you are, how well you're feeling. Same thing with this law. And people always think you have to feel good in order to manifest. You don't have to. It works for everyone at all times. You don't have to be a good person either, or a bad person. You know, some people say you have to be a bad person to manifest money. You don't. You need to know.
A bad person to manifest money?
Yes. Really? Some people say that. Some people say, I don't deserve it. I have to be better. But some people say money is bad and I have to be selfish in order to get money. And because I'm so good, I can manifest.
I see. Okay. So you need to stay with the frequency that you deserve it.
Well, the actual tool is like this. You go in that frequency, like you said, with your imagination. And then I like to do it in a meditation. I guide people into a meditation, but we can do it here. You go into that, think of something right now, if you're listening to us, what you would like to manifest. See it in your mind's eye. That's the thought. Now feel how you would feel if you had it. Good. That's a feeling. And now amplify that feeling times three on the count of three. One, two, three. Make it bigger. Make it bigger, 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 bigger. More than enough. Woohoo! Now amplify again. Times three again. One, two, three. Go. Three more times. Ooh, you can go 10 times, however far you can go. Make it big. Share it in your mind. You have so much that you just have to share. If you're thinking of this $20,000, you know, you just went times three, okay? So this is huge. $900,000 a month. Feel that. Feel how that is. Let your whole vibration become a match to that. That's your radio frequency. You're now a match to huge amounts of money. Now allow a symbol to come in your mind. What symbol represents this feeling that you have right now? Is it a color or a shape or a picture? Okay, got it. Receive that. And then tell the universe, I'm willing to let go of anything that's hindering me to receive that in a way that's beneficial and accompanied with ease for everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And open your eyes. Beautiful. So what symbol did you get, Lisa?
Oh, my goodness. You are like a manifestation coach. I love this. So a couple of things. Oh, goody. So when we went to the second level of increasing it three times, nine times, in my mind, I went, how? How do I do that? And I was immediately taken over by the how. And you said, just let it go. Just let your mind, your new magic. So how do you get past that piece right there of, oh, there's just no way I'm going to make $900,000 a month.
Yeah. The how is up to God. Done. Never, ever think about the how. You're never going to get there. If you're a woman and you want to birth a baby and you think, how am I going to birth a baby? You're never going to birth a baby. You're going to go and have a section. You just let it, right? The how is up to the universe. If you're a man and you're like, how am I going to do the relationship? How am I going to be there for my wife? You don't know how. You just go into it. So the how is up to God. Don't mess with the how. You just do the what. And if you're ever stuck with how do I do it, you know, in your mind, and you need a cue in order to get the energy going, intuit it, yeah, or intend it. So for men, it's good to intend. I'm intending to visualize or feel how it is to have nine times as much. For women, it's good to intuit it. I'm intuiting how much it is, yeah? So that's how you get it. Want to get an energy.
Now, whether or not you feel deserving to have this money, I mean, if this is outside of your comfort zone, your family's comfort zone, everything, explain that.
It doesn't matter. It's this law. You know, you let go of the flower, it falls. If you're using this tool, it happens. Whether you feel deserving or not, you need to use the tool go. If you let your undeserving thoughts and feelings take over,
you've moved addresses.
Then you moved addresses. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And this is why this symbol is so powerful. So if you have gotten a symbol, so for example, I've gotten this symbol right now. I visualized myself, I'm going to tell you, I visualized myself, and my next thing is my book. I have a book out. It's called Master Your Energy, and it's not yet published. And I'm just in the pre-publishing phase, and I visualized it being a bestseller. So that was my tool I had just now. And the image I got was me standing on stage in a bluish-purplish dress, you know, showing the book. And so that was my image. Now, this is my soul magnet, because here's the deal. We did not just manifest the very thing we wanted, did we? We manifested an amplitude of that. And this amplitude, how much you amplified, isn't really that relevant. I usually do minimum 3 times that much. So you amplify what you had. So I saw myself in a way bigger stage, like many bestsellers and all of that, you know. Because, and then I received a symbol. I say because in a minute. Then I received that symbol. That symbol now represents it amplified energy. It doesn't just represent your 20,000. It represents your 900,000. Yeah?
Right, right.
So this symbol is strong. And you place it into your physical reality. I want people to now literally print it or let AI create it, and you place it somewhere where your eyes, your physical eyes, fall onto it naturally, and where you can also give it energy, both. So that means subconsciously you're being programmed when you just look on it without thinking about it by doing something else. And you also get consciously programmed when you give it energy. And that is the magnet. That helps your vibration to be so strong in the home state at home that when you go to Fiji for a moment, this part of you is still home. Yeah.
Right. Right. So that symbol anchors you. And did anybody think of a symbol? You said something that instigated us to think about a symbol. I thought of a symbol and it was a signed contract.
Yeah.
And that was me signing the contract. And so I would just go to AI, create a signed contract, or, you know, take the contract I want and sign it, just whatever, and create it and put it up on my wall.
Yeah. And why you do that is you have amplified it so that the times when you're in Fiji, the times when you think, oh, I don't have it, they don't count as much because you're trying to manifest 900,000 or you're trying to manifest, you know, way more than this contract. That way, you're always getting the contract for sure. You're always getting your 20,000 for sure because you're anyway manifesting 900,000.
Oh, that's fascinating. So it takes the original goal and makes it even smaller and more obtainable.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it helps you with the delay because we're always creating delay when we counter manifest or when we're not thinking about it. Delay in time or delay in delivery altogether, that we're not getting it delivered. And that mitigates that. It mitigates our humanness.
Hmm. I love this because it's so practical and it's just our imagination, but then it creates an energy field. How do you involve your higher self in this process?
Well, like you said, you know, we're working in the energy field and we're all made out of energy. Everybody, every table, everything around us is literally energy and particles, and the particles are held together by a certain energy. And when you go into this, let's say, table, and you look at the particles that are held together with the energy, and you look at the particle more finely with a better microscope, you see again particles and energies. And you go deeper into that particle and you see particles and energy. So science has not found matter yet. Anytime they go into the matter that's swimming around in a pool of energy, they find more energy and little pieces of matter.
Mm.
So that tells us that energy is very relevant, super important. What is energy made of? Well, energy is made of a vibration. Yeah. And that vibration we can actually have control over. And how do we
like the particulates of it, right?
Yes.
Little pieces of matter.
Yeah. And how can we control that energy? Well, energy is made up according to our vibration. It's like water. If you're in water and you're making some movements in the water responds to your movement exactly according to your movement. Yeah?
True.
And so is energy. Our energy in us and around us responds to our movement. What is our movement? Our movement consists out of what we think, feel, and do. Done, right? What we think, feel, and do creates energy movement. And we can direct the energy with our attention and our intention. That's it. Those five factors are everything you need to know about energy. You need to understand. Okay. Feelings, thoughts, and actions create the movement. The quality is created by your intention. If I'm intending that I'm going to have $20,000, that creates a quality of movement. If I am thinking that I have less money than I need, if I think I don't have enough money for the rent, that's also an intention. I'm intending to have enough, then I don't get enough. So the intention creates a quality, and the attention directs the energy flow to where you want it. If you don't place attention to that, this whole beautiful energy you've created goes to somebody else. And that's why we have the soul magnet. Yeah?
Right.
Where does the higher self come in? How do I know what to manifest? How do I know who's my soulmate? How do I know what my purpose is in life? So I can direct the energy in a meaningful way that's useful for my life. Mm. I need guidance.
You can use this, as you were just talking about, for relationships, for health, to break up, you know, any illnesses that are happening, or to intend perfect health.
100%.
Do you have that guided, that meditation there pre-recorded?
Yes, this is actually a course. And why it is a course is when you get to the higher self level, I made it as easy as possible, but it's still, you need some steps to get there, because yes, it involves raising your frequency. Yeah. It involves going from, let's say, anger, resentment, maybe shame, guilt, into higher levels of hope, then gratitude, and then into higher levels of unconditional acceptance, unconditional love, that happiness that's truly coming from the inside. And we need to get to that anyway, because we want that. But if we get to that, we also have our frequency raised to such a level that our higher self can directly communicate with us, compared to us just receiving it indirectly via our intuition. And the indirect way is very insecure. It's not always accurate. It's inaccurate. And the direct way is more accurate.
Yes. Okay. What I love is that you act as a manifestation coach that helps us when we get stuck in our way of thinking, because we're not experienced at it like you are. You help us get unstuck. You help us move the flow, move the energy. And that then, I'm sure you've helped people create things from that level that they never thought they could create. Do you have a story or example of that?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. So first, for example, I could tell you one of my clients, she was working in Germany and she had a beautiful company, and she wanted to help children in Africa. And she's like, okay, I want to use the money that I have to help children in Africa. And this ties into our manifesting the $20,000. And I told her, okay, if you want that, this is so powerful, because why you need money for that? She needed about $1 million to actually get this whole charity going. And she was having about $1 million in revenue from her company, but she needed most all of that money into her company. So she didn't have anything left over. So we needed to minimum double her income. But she said, you know, I want that charity. I want to help children. I said, this is the best way to actually make money. So if you're thinking of just making a certain amount of money, which is what we just did, it's not as effective as if we think of something that we want to do with that money. Because if we want to do something with that money, if, you know, the $20,000 of our earlier example, if
make
we want
sense,
to do that,
right,
vacations, mm-hmm, or time with our loved ones, or give to other people, we're more passionate about it, right? And the universe can deliver that thing in different ways. It doesn't always need to come through money. It can be somebody who's helping you with that charity and gives you that $1 million. So you open up to more options. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's fascinating. Does it always have to be a bigger picture, or does it just enhance? I mean, let me ask it this way. If you were looking for the $1 million just for yourself to pay bills and live, or if you're looking for the $1 million to help someone who's sick or to help launch a course that's going to help humanity, do you feel that the universe responds more to that that helps the circulation of energy happen?
It's always the same. It's always the same. You always get the same response, but it depends on how much you can vibrate on it. And if you are passionate about it, if it's on your purpose, you're going to have at least 10 times as much energy for something that's on your purpose compared to what's not on your purpose. So if you have more energy, you'll have more gravity, right? And that's where it comes in play that I realized I can help people heal. That's fine. I can help people have enough energy. That's great. They have more fun. I can help people manifest. Oh, now they have what they want. But if I help people to actually find their purpose and understand what they need to do in order to fulfill their purpose, that's when everything is amplified. That's when health comes in, money, and that's when they're truly fulfilled. So
I just hold up for a second there. I can help people get with their health. That's fine. I can help people find their what they want. That's easy. That part right there is quite extraordinary. The fact that you just said, oh yeah, that's fine. That's easy. I think is great. I currently have this chest cold and it is so heavy on my chest and I'm having a hard time breathing and trying to have this interview as easily as I can. And it's slowly getting better. I just came down with this yesterday, oddly. I suppose something upper respiratory is going around, but could I use this to break up that feeling, that congestion, that heaviness, that what feels like an elephant on my chest
whenever
somebody, even anyone going through a health challenge?
Yes, absolutely. And just to finish this up, where this can lead with the client, for example, in Africa, she made 120 million. Because she had so many people engaged in her charity, she let go of the how, you know, how it happens. She just said, I want it. And she had people come and companies come and everybody come and just contribute. Yeah. And so it's
she went from 1 to 120. That's phenomenal. Since we are in our fun drive here at KPFK, we have a very special gift for you. Our wonderful guest, Aria Lorenz, is really an incredible manifestation coach. And what that means is someone to help guide you through what you want to create in your life and maybe eliminate blocks that you don't know you have and help you really fine-tune where you're going. But more importantly, what Aria does as a manifestation coach is she helps you find the real purpose in why you want to manifest what you're looking to create. That is really a valuable thing just to be a guide for you and for me and for anyone who really wants to create the next step in their life. She has offered as a gift for our fun drive a module of her course, which is the first module, which is really, really great. It's the Higher Self Mastery course. And this module will help you master your energy and teach you how to direct and recharge and protect your energy. And you'll learn how to never run out of energy again, because it's something that we need in order to create. And then really explore that, explore the power of what it means to create from a full place of energy again, how it affects our overall well-being. And you can get access to this by giving us a call, 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. And since we are in our fun drive, we are in need of your support now and always, but now more than ever, because what you're doing when you're supporting KPFK is you're supporting your local community. You're supporting public radio. You're supporting independent voices that cannot be squashed by defunding. You're supporting your community to continue with independent free radio. And so for this reason, we ask for your donation. If you can give us a call right now, please call us 818-985-KPFK, or you can go to kpfk.org. You can tell them you would like the Higher Self Mastery Course, and that is a module from the curriculum that Aria Lorenz has put together for us, and it's a $75 pledge. It is a self-paced course that can help you learn the tools that you're going to practice over and over again, and you can listen to this over and over again. So please, if you can, donate $75 to KPFK and ask for access to the Higher Self.